Yes. Hi, yes, it's I. It is I, your internet acquaintance. Yes, Linda James. Hello, welcome. Hello, LJ. Yes, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Yes, hello. This is Internet Acquaintance. I am your internet acquaintance, and this show is called Internet Acquaintance. And now I am, who is that? I'm some gay, you know, I'm some queer, I'm some basement dweller with a podcast, you know, This is it. We just talk about whatever. We're going to have a good time. Today we're doing something. a little bit different. Yes. This could be horrible or this could be very fun. So I'm excited to give it a whirl. I've decided that I am going to live my beauty influencer YouTube dreams, and we're going to do a Get Ready With Me. Yes, we are doing a Get Ready With Me. Yes, that's what we're doing today on the show. I am going nowhere fast, and there's no cameras. So this is an audio GRWM Get Ready With Me, an audio Get Ready With Me. Does that sound fun? I got a couple other things we could talk about. Christmas is over. Blessed be.
Oh God.
I wish that I had a, you know, those masks at Halloween with the makeup that's like a little bit clear. That was my strategy this year. I like had an invisible one of those and I just put it on and I just went out there. And it didn't work, but we made it. Look at us. It's done. It's over. The beast is slayed. There's that sound from last time. It's the automatic laser pointer. I turned it off. Don't worry about that. So yeah. I'm feeling better. I also took off. I will tell you that Christmas just happened to give me a day off for the week. And then it snowed here in the Pacific Northwest, which just shuts down the entire city of Seattle. And I said, you know what? My hip hurts a little bit. I'm taking one more day. So I've had a relaxing couple of days. We'll talk about maybe what I did. We'll talk about some friends of ours and, we'll paint my nails. Are you ready for the show? Let's do it. Let's start the show. Black Lives Matter. Abolish the police. Trans rights are human rights. It's time to paint my nails. Yes. I guess we'll start with that because it is going to take the entirety of the episode. Let's look at the page that I've written down what we're doing today. Get Ready With Me. Check. We've covered that. It actually says GRWM because I am a audio YouTuber. And that says Christmas sucks. It's over. Amen to that. Past me that wrote that on the page. And now let's get to the nails. So I've been on and off doing my nails. To be honest with you, I had to take a break from doing my nails because my nails weren't doing well. They were dry from all these chemicals and stuff at work. I was washing my hands too much, hand sanitizing all the time. My nails were weak. And I said, this isn't me. Strong nails. So I got them back. They're in good form. And I've decided that, truly, what's my favorite part of painting my nails? The last three nails. Pinky, ring, and middle. pointer and thumb, they get fucked up right away. They get hacked up right away. Hacking, no. I'm over it. I've decided that I'm starting a new trend with myself, where I just paint the last three, because those are the three that give me pleasure, and the other two chip real fast, and then I want to redo it, and then I get acetone on things, and I hack them all up. So I decided that, utility, that will be the trend. And that's what we're doing. And I've been doing that, and I've been enjoying it. So I have some colors selected. Now, we are going into New Year's, which is great, you know. And I do like to be a little bit basic with my nail choices, just once a season. Is that true? However many times I'd like. I like to be a little basic with my nails, so I'm doing what in my mind is a New Year's Eve theme, as though I were going out on New Year's Eve. I'm not. I will not be. I'm going to lay down is where I'm going on New Year's Eve. I'm going to lay down. So I've got some great colors selected. And of course, the only nail polish that we use here on the show is Holo Taco, because I've spent many hours watching Simply Nailogical on YouTube, and she has brainwashed me. And the truth is that she has done a great job. She does great colors, and she does great finishes. She does a great product. She has a great product. Not sponsored. This is not sponsored. You can... I would love for, Weird Deer, would you send this to Christine? She's got some great colors. So the ones that I've selected, long story short, are my favorite color, I think, of all of her nail polish, which is Duct Tape Gray, which is exactly what you think it is. It is the color of duct tape, and it's gray. It's the gray duct tape. Now, I do want to do a golden sort of champagne feeling on one nail. So what I've got here is a part of the tea collection that came out recently, the Gold Flake Taco. Now, Taco, if you're not familiar with Christine of Simply Nailogical, is top coat. She started this company, Holo Taco, because she loves holographic stuff on her nails and top coat. She was saying top coat a lot in her videos, and people were saying, she was saying holographic top coat, but she was saying holo top coat, and people thought she was saying Holo Taco. And so she started saying Holo Taco, and now she's got a successful niche nail company based out of Canada and the United States, where she sells nail polish, and I buy it. And many people, people who will go unnamed, I will name them though, the Herd McKinney's and Cat Hazard, saw the nail polish in person, and they all have purchased it now, and they all love it. They all speak well of the product. So I feel confident in endorsing it here today. So the second color that I have is Butterscotch Hop, and that's like sort of a beautiful butterscotch color. It's just luscious, and I love the way it goes on. I wouldn't think that I would love that color on a nail, but oh, I do. And I think I'm going to put that underneath the Gold Flaky Taco. Now, I do have another color that I think I'm going to alternate on the other hand, which is See All Later Chai, which is just a very... It's a warm beige. It's a warm neutral beige. It's on the neutral side, but it's like a little bit warm. There's a little tinge of yellow to it. I have put the Gold Flaky Taco on top of that, and I found it to be unnerving personally. So I don't like that combination. I love both of those polishes. I do not like them together. Are you doing art right now? What are you doing? What are you listening to while I talk about nail polish? I'm curious, are you in your car? Am I just keeping you company? God, thank you for having me. And then I think, but what I think I'm going to do, which also could be unnerving today, is that on top of the see y'all later chai, which is how Christine ends her video, see y'all later, bye. So this is the see y'all later chai from the tea collection. You know how YouTubers name their products. I'm an audio YouTuber personally, so we don't get a lot of endorsement deals, or we don't get a lot of opportunities to start our own lines. I do have this top coat to go over the chai, which is Solar Unicorn Skin, which is a top coat with sort of like a translucent, color shifting flake in it. And the primary, the like when the light hits it, mostly it is a like pinky orange, but there's a shift to like green blue when the light isn't hitting it. But mostly you're seeing the orange and pink, sort of warm colors. We'll see how it goes. I don't know how that's gonna be. Do I sound like too close for this a little bit ASMR podcast? I'm just actually loving these nail polishes and leaning over the microphone as though I'm casually having an audio Skype call with you, which is just a phone call, I believe. Then I've got this color called Electrostatic. Now, I thought about putting the gold over Electrostatic. Ooh, yo, I've got a palette. I'm gonna put down a little. I've got this like coffee lid that I test colors on sometimes. I totally forgot about it. It's sitting right in front of me. I'm gonna put a little electrostatic down. Now, electrostatic is like a is I guess it's a black base, but it like kind of reads as a blue black to me. And it's got rainbow, I guess hollow, glitter in it. Maybe it's that the glitter is blue and the nail polish base is black, and then it's a hollow, so there's a rainbow. Maybe that's what I pick up on, but it's really nice. And it's subtle. You don't see it a lot on your nails in very certain light. It just kind of looks like a blue black in the regular and like not direct light. It's beautiful. Oops, a piece of dust just flew into it. Well, that's part of the design, I guess now. That's just our tester. Ooh, I'll put the beige down too and see. Now, why are we doing this? Why am I painting my nails? It's because it's very relaxing to actually talk to you like this. And I've been watching a lot of like Christine from Nailogical does you know live streams now on Twitch because everything's live or whatever. I think she does them on YouTube and Twitch, where you can just like sit there for 3 hours with her while she does her nails. Is that how long this is going to take? We're just going to like do one coat of my nails and then I'll let you know how it goes later. I'll turn this off and turn it back on. But there's also, what is the other lady's YouTube name? Like My Sweet Little Pleasures or whatever it is. My Simple Little Pleasures. Hold on. There's another lady who's like the OG of this. My Simple Little Pleasures. Yeah, My Simple Little Pleasures is a YouTube channel. And this lady, just like, she's like one of the OG nail artists on YouTube. And she does these live streams that are like 8 hours long. And she just chills out and talks to you while she does her nails. And I just like watching those programs. Like, I'll put them on in the background. And they're very soothing. And so that's why we're doing this today. That's why we're doing this today. I wish these would instantly dry. Now, speaking of instantly dry, I do like Christine's top coats. I do have a matte top coat, and this fall everything was about a matte top coat for me, but for winter time right now, I'm kind of feeling a shiny top coat, and I particularly like Sally Hansen's top coat dries instantly. The product is called Dries Instantly. And it does. The thing about this is that it's not instant, but it's as close to instant as is reasonable. And it's quite thin as well, and it goes on very well, I think. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. I have hollow taco, clear top coats, and like they're not quick enough for me. Sally's fast. Sally is fast. Okay. Ooh, I'll put down the this might be not a get ready with me, but get ready to get ready with me, where I just swatch these colors on the pod. And I'll let you know how it goes later. How are you? How are you? I just looked at the camera, like, because I want you to know that. How are you? On my laptop. I meant that. Let's see. Beige goes there. So, yeah. I guess we'll let those dry for a minute. I'm going to start with the duct tape gray, which does it go on my middle finger? Ooh. There's a I haven't told you guys that there is a matcha in play. There's a matcha maker out here, and I was thinking, do I want to add that in? It's not really like the palette without it is really New Year's-ish. Yeah, no, it's gone. Sorry, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Okay, so I like the dark colors on the pinkies because I feel like for some reason it balances it when you're only painting three fingers. Like if my middle finger's dark and the pinky finger is gray, duct tape gray, I feel like it gets lost. And you're just seeing the dark middle finger and you're not seeing the duct tape gray. So I'm gonna paint my middle finger first on my left hand, and that's gonna be duct tape gray. This is kind of relaxing for me. It's like something to do while I paint my nails too. So, you gotta squeeze. I'm a busy mom. I'm a busy Benjamin. Benjamin, speaking of Benjamin, say hello to mummy. Say hello to mummy, Benjamin. How are you? How are you doing? Benjamin has enjoyed having a couple days with me, just chilling out, is how Benjamin is doing. And Benjamin recently got a delightful, fluffy, circular pillow from a friend, and he lives on it. It's his Tuffet. Little Benjamin Muffet is just like sitting on this Tuffet. Now, what I really like about Christine's nail polish is too the cremes, especially. Like this is a company that is built off sparkly top coats, but I really like their cremes. And they're self-leveling. I did a pretty good job with that nail. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've gotten really good. As I probably fuck it up in 1 second. Really good at painting a nail. It's taken practice. I was bad at this. Benjamin's on his Tuffet currently. He's sleeping. He's on the Tuffet. And I just love it. I love that he's got a little spot that he really loves. You know, when you get or receive as a gift for your pet, like a pet bed, and then you put it there. Like, Benjamin is very like, thank you so much for that gift. I'm gonna let it sit there for 3 days until I decide that I'm gonna poke at it a little bit. Like, but this one, he was like, give me the Tuffet. Give me the Tuffet. And he sat right down in it and he made biscuits and he had a great time. Now they say that you should, Christine, my lord and savior of nail polish that I've studied under. I do feel like I've studied under Christine. I've watched her YouTube of nail polish for so long, even before I was painting my nails. She says you should paint the worst hand first, which I did not do. I painted my non-dominant hand first with the gray, but that's okay. That's okay. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? Is this dry? So I've got to tell you while we're painting my nails about what I have been watching. What have I been watching? The nostalgia is real and it's deep, and it is one of the things that keeps me going, keeps it together. It's I don't have to. You don't have to tell me that I'm watching things based on nostalgia. I know. And I'm discovering nostalgia that I forgot that I had. And what I've been watching is... Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Professional wrestling. I have once again just fallen in love. Am I causing some sort of... I'm waving the lid around to get air on it to try to dry these nail polishes that I'm using to sample, but I realized by looking at the screen that perhaps I created some sort of wind tunnel noise. Let's check. Hold on. Nope. Just a visual representation of my excitement for professional wrestling. I, as a child, loved professional wrestling. And I knew that about myself, but I didn't realize, and still I went down a YouTube hole of like whatever happened to professional wrestlers, that I have an encyclopedic knowledge of professional wrestling of the 90s, basically. Like, I loved wrestling and watched it all the time, constantly. And it's just like, it's unlocked a lot of feelings. It's allowed me to look at myself in many ways. It's allowed me to see back into the past. And it's been a great tool. I'm watching the life story of pretty much every professional wrestler on YouTube. A lot of tragedy. A lot of tragedy. A lot of personal demons. Tales. I feel, you know... It's quite sad, actually, but my love for them, oh my God. And some of them, it's hard to love Randy Savage, but he's dead. So, you know, there's that. Luna Vachon, Weird Deer, do you know Luna Vachon? Were you watching wrestling? Do you know Luna Vachon? Look up Luna Vachon. She also tragically died. Every one of my heroes and childhood crushes pretty much tragically died, except a couple, and they... men. Let's leave it at that. Oh God. So, but God, it has actually got take me to. So there's a series that is new to me, but it's 15 years old and it's called NXT. And that's kind of like, I want to say that it's what the ECW ended up as, like the ECW like went under and they bought it. And I think NXT is kind of that. It used to be like a reality show. I'm painting the solar unicorn on top of the beige, the chai, to see what that's like. I mean, I don't hate it. That's kind of magical. Am I nuts? This color palette of this solar unicorn is absolutely Universal Studios 1992. And sometimes when I wear it, I feel like I'm giving off a message I don't want to be sending. But it's a party. What's the other one? No, I'm going to wait on that. I'm going to let it dry for a second. And I'm going to wait on that. I'm going to put the gold. Is this dry? No, not really. But I can put some gold on top of this other gold and see what it's like. What was I saying? The wrestlers are all awful. Or, you know, a couple maybe not. But there's a high likelihood that your childhood hero ended up awful. And we're not going to talk too much about it because I'm still processing some of that. But NXT, oh, that's what we're talking about. I may have had a CBD cigarette before this. Just so you know, for my inflammation. NXT started as like a reality show where old wrestlers would like mentor new wrestlers and they'd come up with the gimmicks and stuff. And it's like it's a, you know, the junior league. I don't know if I like the gold on top of the gold like that. It's getting sheer, girls. It's getting risky. I'm gonna do a second coat of the duct tape gray on this middle fingernail. So NXT is now, it's NXT 2.0. is what it is, because they've gotten rid of the reality show elements of it, and it's just kind of like a regular old wrestling show. But it's where the new talent develops their craft, versus like they have some, you know, icons of the show that have stuck around. But, you know, I think your hope is to someday get onto Raw or SmackDown from NXT, perhaps. It's Drag Race for men. Or not for men, but it's Drag Race off the idea of hypermasculinity. And that's not a revelation of a statement to make, I realize. But that's the appeal. That is like that's the appeal for me. And then there's one guy, and he's like absolutely my favorite and my boyfriend on TV of the wrestling. Like if I were a kid, he would be my crush. He is my crush. He is. Hold on. I need to get a bamboo stick from my bathroom. So I absolutely, this is not going to shock you given my history. I love the wrestler named Dexter Lumis. And he is, his character is like, God, this is like, I don't know what's happening on this nail. It was so perfect. This is the thing about doing your nails, is that you kind of fuck it up and it's a nightmare. Like, this is, we're one nail in. I shouldn't have put the second coat on, but I thought I'd been talking forever, is what happened. I guess that's okay. It's just like the very corner of the nail had a little schmutz. Let's hope that evens out on its own. Great. Beautiful. One nail down. I think this is just going to stay gray. No fancy gold or anything. So let's see. What is the next color? I think the next color that we're going to do... Ooh, maybe I'm going to get black and put the gold on top of the black and then have that. That's what we're going to do. This is not a butterscotch manicure. Okay, so Dexter Lumis is, first of all, by the way, I'm not wearing a base coat because last time I did my nails, I didn't put on a base coat and they lasted longer. So I said, okay, stain them. I don't care. So now we're doing the ring finger in electrostatic, and ooh, she's pretty. Oh, this is a gorgeous color. Oh, the lighting in here is also just making it look its best. It's just like, I just have a lamp, a desk lamp, you know, over me. This is like, there's awkward silences though in the audio because I'm concentrating. And getting just perfectly in there by the cuticle. Let's clean it up a little bit with our bamboo. Dexter Lumis. Hard part blonde hair. Like the geriatric millennial he is. He was like Sam Sheamus or something in another wrestling league. In TNT or AEW. I don't know. You might know him from that. Reggie, do you watch wrestling? I'm like, okay, stop. That's fine. It's fine. It's beautiful. He is a psychopath, Rose. That's his character. He's got very big shoulders and arms with like blackout tattoos. He's like a tattoo artist. Tortured artist. That's actually the name of his character, is the tortured artist. And he wears just like jeans and boots and no shirt and black gloves, like he's going to tattoo you or something else. And he's got, you know, a mustache, and he doesn't say a word. He gives you a thumbs up and he stares in the eyes. He has a crazy stare, and when he comes out into the ring, he like runs and slides on and then drags his legs behind him, and like stares out into the audience like a deranged pit bull, dragging its legs. It's so murderously excited. He's my favorite. He's very handsome. He's very handsome. And I like his acting. His acting is great. And there's many more. I've been simultaneously watching the actual program of wrestling again, because I'm just like, it's the thing that I've just, my brain's attached to, that is nostalgic and comforting, that I just want to deep dive. And so I've been watching the new stuff, and then I've also been deep diving on the old stories and all the old stories. And that's every story that is like beyond 5 minutes ago is like high likelihood for tragedy, which sucks. But we're deep diving. I just watched one on the fabulous Moolah that blew my mind. Moolah allegedly may have been a very bad lady in many ways. So yeah, you can look that up if you want. I'm not going to tell you the story here. But that is to say, I love Dexter Lumis, and I started watching wrestling again. I don't know what to tell you. That's where we are. I've also started watching, we're painting another nail. I've also started watching, wait for it. Oh, I need the black. So really wait for it, because I got to get it. What else I've been watching that you would never guess? Well, you might guess, actually. Which is also very nostalgic. These are both shows that basically wrestling is like the thing that I would watch with my dad when I was a kid. I guess is it Christmas that did this to me? All this nostalgia and psychosis and General Hospital is still on the air. And I started watching it again. And the General Hospital, I have some notes for the ABC production team. I'm writing GH down because we talked about it today. I didn't plan to talk about this. I've just started watching General Hospital again. Sonny Corentos is still there. Laura Spencer is still there. Jax is no longer there because Ingo Rademacher, who's portrayed Jax since I was a child, doesn't want to get forced to take a COVID vaccine. So he has... they've written him off the show. Fair. Goodbye. Did you get your booster yet? Just checking. Go get your booster. Wouldn't that be fun? You got your booster? Congratulations. I've got the black. We're going to do the pinky and the black. And I'm not going to test it because... I'm fairly certain of the success of this nail. Aside from those people who have been on the show forever, you know, all the other soap operas started to go down in like 2013. And so there's people from like All My Children who are now on General Hospital. And I'm confused. And I'm like, is that... like, I'm thinking that this actor is still portraying the person that I watched them portray for, like, a good 15 years of my life. And I was born during General Hospital, I'll have you know. My mom missed that episode. One Coat Black is what this black is called, and it truly is. It truly is. If you are a black nail polish aficionado, get ahead and go to Holo Taco and get your one coat black and call it a day. It truly is. I'm not doing a second coat. There's no need. That's the pinky nail. I think that's quite lovely, actually, what I've done. General Hospital... I'm still getting into the story. I don't know exactly what's going on. I'll tell you that. And I'm just like feeling it in, but it feels good. It's familiar. And I'm really just digging anything that Did I say digging? I guess I am. I'm digging things that you can put on in the background and not really pay that much attention to. Like professional wrestling, General Hospital. I get it. I get my parents' taste now. So this hand's gonna dry. I'm gonna take a little sip of water. I like this. Do you like painting my nails with me? Maybe we'll do crafts sometime. Let's just for shits and giggles. Just because we can. I've got this other nail polish. Let me grab it. It's called... It is, of course, by Holo Taco, and it's called Rainbow Snow. And it is a glitter polish. It is a silver hollow glitter polish. But I want to see what it's like if I put a thin coat of it over the electrostatic. Wow, that is gorgeous. But I don't know if it's what I want to do today. Let's see what the gold looks like on top of the black. Or should I do the electro, or do the frozen snow in one little coat over the black? Let's see if I scrape it off real good and just put a little one line of it on this black board. I mean, that would be nice. It would be nice and it would be festive. But I think I want to feature the gold. I think I want to feature the gold. Yeah. So... Do you know what else I've been watching? I gave a shot, which I'm going to do both. I'm going to see what happens. Is The Young and the Restless. The Young and the Restless. It's on Peacock. And you know who's on The Young and the Restless now? Jack A. Jack A. Harry. Or Jack A. I'm not sure if she's back to Harry. But she is on the show. She's on the show with Marlena, and I've turned it on in Marlena. Is it Days of Our Lives? Is it Young and the Restless? I think it's YNR. Either or, quite frankly. I was not an NBC watcher, so it's new to me. Mm-hmm. I know Marlena, though. I'm familiar. I was greatly intrigued by Marlena's being possessed by the devil for all those years, and I turned it on the other day. First scene, first thing, straight out of the gate, Marlena's possessed by the devil. This woman is a vessel for the Dark Lord to come through. She, like, at this point, is The Young and the Restless Passions. Let me make sure that Marlena's on The Young and the Restless, because I could hear Cat Hazard screaming at me. Hope that's not COVID. I don't think it is. Young and the Restless, I think it's Days. I mean, Victor. Am I watching Days of Our Lives calling it Young and the Restless? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It's Days. It's Days, everyone. It's Days. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Allison Sweeney's still there. Everyone's still there. Everyone who was on it when I was a child is still there. And I only know because we had the soap opera magazines. We got soap opera magazine every week. So even though I didn't watch Days of Our Lives, I knew everyone that was on it and read their stories while pooping, quite frankly. They're in the bathroom always. So yeah, that's that. Watching soaps, watching wrestling. Christmas is over. Let's move forward. Painting my nails. They're doing good. They're doing good. I do not want to chance it in any way by fucking up these nails. So I'm gonna wait a little longer. I will tell you, I know you were asking, so here it is. Thank you so much for your concern, and thank you for reaching out. Rebecca is doing great. And when I say reaching out, I mean psychically. With your good vibes, Rebecca is doing great. She's the strongest SCOBY on earth. She's not only back. She's created a new life. She's created Rebecca too. Rebecca, as you recall, got so big that she created a jellyfish-like creature of herself where the mother was living inside this pocket. And then I tore the pieces apart and put a smaller piece in the new brew that I made recently that is ready. I'm brewing it. Tomorrow we're double fermenting. We're doing the double ferment. And then I'm just going to let Rebecca sit in the goddamn hotel and wait for me to make a new batch whenever I feel like it. Because Rebecca has created a perfectly beautiful new Rebecca, her own Rebecca Jr. Rebecca. Rebecca is her own grandmother. Rebecca has formed new life. Old Rebecca is floating just shy of the bottom of the bottle of her house, of her home, of her apartment, while the new Rebecca is doing the can-can on top. She is just a beautiful, vibrant SCOBY, and she got thick very fast. So I don't know if I've created a super Rebecca or not. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But she looks great. So we're going to perhaps, it feels bad getting rid of the old Rebecca. I was going to operate with the new Rebecca, but I'm going to see which Rebecca's which, and maybe Rebecca 1 is going to remain. I guess I have to. Ooh, I'm such a bad person. I'm sorry, Rebecca. Rebecca, I'm sorry. Rebecca 2 will go into the fridge, because I've got Rebeccas in the fridge that are just no longer viable donors. So we're going to swap it out. We'll put Rebecca 2 in the fridge and put the old Rebecca in. And keep going. Rebecca, I really apologize. I really apologize. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just talk like this. If you're curious, if you thought I was being insincere, I just talk like this, Rebecca. I'm sorry. So that's that. Oh, God. I don't know what I'm going to do on the other hand. Maybe I will do... I feel like maybe the beige on the middle finger, but the beige... No, I think we're off the beige. I think we're off the beige. I think we're off the beige, and I think we're off the... Now, let me see this. Ooh, the green is sort of sophisticated with its friends, though. But what if I... When I put on the gold... Okay, that nail's dry. I'm going to put on the gold. I'm putting on the gold on top of the black, and we're going to see what it looks like. This is very exciting. Because this really determines, what happens to the middle finger on the right hand. Because I have no plan currently. I have options. I have no plan. It's basic. It is sort of like, it's fun. It's black tie, it's gold elegance. It's fine. Does this New Year's party need glitter on every nail is also the question. Like, should I be putting a layer of hollow, just regular hollow top coat, which I also have, on top of the gray? And then... Was that a bad idea? No, I like it. It's fine. That's what it's like doing your nails. Was that a bad idea? Should the matcha... I mean, the matcha's kind of fun. Or do I want, like, one maroonish nail middle finger on the other guy? I have a lovely maroon. And I have a lovely teal. But the matcha is sort of in the family of the duct tape gray. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? A little green, a little fun. The gold on the black is fine. It's not my favorite of all time, but it's fine. Maybe in real life, I'll be like, isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? I mean, no matter what, if you have put color on your nails, what I notice that people say, isn't that fun? Whether it looks good or not. So I'm going to get the hollow top coat. That's what I'm going to do.
I think we could stand to have some.
Give it a little twirly. I think I'm going to put a little hollow top coat on top of the electrostatic just to bump up the rainbow sparkle of it all even more, because yes, that's happening. Yes, that looks good. That looks good. We like that. Yep. Great. I think that sort of made them better friends. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What's next? Well, I will tell you that what I've been doing is with the past couple of days that I've taken off for the most triggering time of the year is I've been playing a video game that I did not expect to play, that I did not expect to be into, that I didn't think was going to be my kind of thing. But it was free, essentially. It was like $2 and I had points from Nintendo. And this game came out pretty recently. If you think of time as an endless loop, because it's from 2013, I think. Possibly even sooner. I don't know. But it is a game called Saints Row 4. Sweetie. It's my everything. It's my everything. Now, this is making me question, should I put, the glitter on the other nails is making me question if the solar unicorn skin might be good on the gray. But let me see. I have one more unicorn skin. I bought a lot of this product.
I think that you called off. I have a healthy collection of Hollow Taco.
It was like pro wrestling. I just got into it at some point and just bought it all. I'm going to use the Aura unicorn skin on the gray nail because I think it needs a little bit of something and I think it's going to be fun. So let's do that. That's like more of a pinky purple to blue green instead of like orange, yellow, pink. It's similar, but it's not the same. And on the gray, I've used it before on the gray, and there's like something about it that's very creepy together because the green blue part just sort of like go with the gray in a way. I don't know if I like that, but here we are. It just sort of disappears into the gray unless the light's really hitting it, and that is somewhat unsettling, but we did it. It's fine. It's a journey of sparkles on my left hand through gray, blue, black, and then sparkles. Saints Row 4 is a game in which you play. Okay, you ready for this? Okay, let's first describe the game. I would say the game is a mix of, I got the teal and I'm using it, by the way, on the middle finger of the other hand. It is a mix of Grand Theft Auto, Spider-Man. Wow, that was like, I just took a stroke that I thought was going to be like life-ending, but it turned out to be perfection. I'm really concentrating. It's pretty good. Don't fuck it up. Don't do too much. Okay, that's pretty good. It's a little flooded, but it's okay. Not too much. It's a game where you play the President of the United States of America in a world that has fallen to aliens. Now, I don't know what happened in Saints Row 1, 2, or 3, but what I do know is that there's been an election. Oh, God. There's been, this is like this hand, you know, this hand. I'm using the bamboo dowel to just try to scrape the flooding out. And I may have made more of a mess than I may not have. I think I can wash my finger and that'll be fine. So we're going to stop. We're going to leave that finger alone. We're going to leave that fucking finger alone. I think this is going to be fun. I think I might match the sparkles on each hand accordingly. Ooh. This is like, it's this nail, this manicure's gone haywire. It's like, I'm not feeling New Year's at all anymore. I'm feeling that it's just a cool tone with sparkles on top. Okay. That's fine. That's the last week of December. That's what we're going for. This manicure is called the last week of December. Saints Row is like Grand Theft Auto, Spider-Man, and like Halo mixed together or something. I don't know. Shooter game. You are the president, and this game is subtitled Re-Election. So I've been recently re-elected, apparently. I'm gonna do the matcha. I'm doing the matcha because everything's just gone to hell. On the ring finger of the right hand. Including the planet in Saints Row 4. Everything's gone to hell. This is kind of a green hand now for some reason. This is hard. I'm shaking. I'm quivering. So I think that the Saints is a group that I'm a part of that has previously done something for the military with terrorists that maybe turned out to be aliens. I don't know. I watched the pre-episode thing and I said, you know what, it's number 4. How much could I really know? You know, how much am I going to really get from this? Aside from the basics, which is that the president is cool and sexy, and whoever the president you decide is fighting the aliens. So you watch this little pre-show, and then you design your character president. This matcha nail was not easy, and it was not good. I'll tell you that. It was not easy, and it was not good. But we're going to stop and let it settle for a second. We're going to scrape a little bit of the flooding out of the cuticle. Because that's all we can do, folks. That's all we can do. If this were like a non-audio podcast, you could listen. You could watch. If this were a non-audio YouTube, I mean, video. A non-audio video. Non-exclusively audio video. It's okay. It's going to need another coat in a minute. And that's just what's going to happen. So anyway, you design your president. My president is bears similar features to me, but far more athletic. That's it. And they're playing, but what's important is that in this game, there's part of the game that you're playing in the real world and part of the game that you're playing in a simulation that's inside of the game that the aliens have created that you and your team are accessing. And then you go in there and you're like taking down the aliens from inside of their simulation while you're driving around and shooting cops and because the aliens they've control the police and sometimes they go through them. You also have superpowers, so you're jumping around, but you get to pick an outfit that you wear in the simulation. And my outfit is, it's called the black tie gown. It's just a gorgeous slinky black dress very low cut and very high cut at the same time. Sort of like, sort of just like a pinch of fabric. Like if we took fabric and just like, ooh, like it's like a shirt dress, a Diane von Furstenberg gown, like, but open, you know, like Jennifer Lopez. It's kind of like a black Jennifer Lopez Versace dress, sort of a number. And heels. And I think he looks great. It makes it a lot of fun. And then there's part of the game where you come out of the simulation and you're just fully nude. And there's a lot of cursing. I wouldn't say that this game is for impressionable youth, but it is for withered, haggard old queers, absolutely, for sure, who are just playing video games, want to play a violent video game on Christmas. So that's what I did, and it was super fun. This teal got a tiny little nick in it, too. So we're going to do a quick touch-up on the teal. Quick touch-up on the teal. I hope it's dry enough to do a quick touch-up, Barbara. Let's find out. Let's see if I ruined everything. No, it's fine. Okay. Great. Okay, that went well. That went pretty well. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to talk about. We're like so close to finishing my nails. Saints Row is fun though. I highly recommend it. I looked it up because even though it was free, I was like, do people like this game? Is this bad? Am I going to waste my points that I'm going to use to get this game for free? I think Black Pinky is the way to go. Just like solidarity with Pinkies. And it was like 93% of people like this game. And I was like, wow, on Google, that's like, you never see that. That's like Breath of the Wild or something, you know. People, the reviews were like, this game is so ridiculous that you can't like not like it. Just like give yourself over so that you're the naked, sexy president of the United States fighting aliens in a simulation. And you're going to have a good time. So. That's me doing the pinky nail of my right hand, painting with my left hand. We're almost there. Thank God it's one coat black. So if I just do this one nice and don't fuck it up, I don't have to paint it again. I can just put a little fucking glitter on it and call it a day. Okay. Let's make sure that we got that part real nice. Okay. All right. Ooh, I can see that it's a little sheer right there. Let's just do a little dink. Little dink, 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 dink. Okay. This is really ASMR. Have I gone more ASMR than ever? Is that what happened this episode? Wow. So they're pretty cute, I will say that. The middle finger that's gray with the pink is a little unsettling, but also like it's a fun, like, fuck you, like, heck you, if you wanted to like flip somebody off, you'd like, it would be my gray and pink weird finger. And then the other middle finger is just a beautiful teal. So I think I like the color palette. I think we're going to finish up with our, we're just going to let it dry for a minute. Let's put on, you know, we played, what's that song I like? Jackson Smith, Cantina Rag, today, and we're going to play it again, is what we're going to do. And we're going to say goodbye, and then maybe I'll come back. You know what? I'm going to dry them. This is what we're going to do. We're going to pause, we're going to dry, and then I'm going to hit the music after I put on the top coats of my choice, and then I'm going to fill you in with the top coats when I come back. Thanks so much. Okay, hold on one sec. It's going to be nothing for you. All right, we are back and we're all finished. I finished the other hand. Thanks for listening. Yeah, the teal got the aura unicorn skin, like the pink purple aura unicorn, and that's fun. And then the matcha got just a hollow top coat, which is like a silver hollow, and it's very subtle on that nail. And then we decided to match pinkies, so the pinky nail has black and gold. And we're done. I'm gonna put a clear Sally Hansen Dries Instantly shiny top coat on top of it all. And call it a day. And I've decided it is the last week of December in Seattle because it's like there's still a lot of greenery on this one hand, and there's still some Christmas lights left up as the aura, the pink, and the hollow. But that it's ice cold and frozen, which is the gray and the electrostatic. And then the black and gold is New Year's. Just basic festive. So there you go. Maybe I'll post a pic. I don't know. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much if you're a supporter of this pod at anchor.fm/LindaJames/support. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate it. I am just doing my best, and the support is greatly appreciated. If you can't support the show financially and don't want to, that's fine. That's great. Thank you for listening with your little ears. That just also means a lot to me. It's free for you. So thanks. Here's 2022. It's going to be fucked up because that's just what it is now. But we have nail polish. You know what? It's not what it is now. It's what it's always been. And here's to another one. Olive juice, olive juice, olive juice. You're the best. This was fun. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your new year, whatever you shall do. Cantina, Rag, take us out. Olive juice.